is that a fun song or what? 8 days a week. It's the Beatles on a Thursday morning. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm filling in for Matt today. Stu Daniels here, along with Sam, back at the controls, hitting the buttons and the knobs. And we've been discussing a few different things this morning. Most recently, talking about that 3 a.m. call that Hillary Clinton actually brought up back in 2008 when she was running against Barack Obama in the primary. And this opinion piece that I read from The Atlantic says that Joe Biden answered the call and probably did it better than anybody else could. What do you think? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let us know what you think. You can also text us at that number. We're going to go to the phone lines and talk to East Side Dave. Hey, Dave, what do you have to say today?
Hello. I'd like to say that I really appreciate your referencing the Atlantic magazine, which I've enjoyed many times. And another one that I'd like to recommend to any listeners who like a challenge would be Harper's Magazine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go buy these brand new and glossy at the store, they're on the pricey side and they're worth every penny. And if you want to be challenged, as I have been, to read some of their extensive four-page articles by experts on any number of things, as an alternative, you could also probably get them from the libraries, I would really think. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't hurt to get, you know, an older copy of them. But they just, and the other thing is you can start out with the letters column right there. That's almost worth a third of the price of them. But so I strongly recommend them for people. And I'm just going to leave you with this comment I heard years back from a guy on the east part of the country. He was in a coffee shop where people come in for intellectual talk along with their coffee and whatever else. And he said, it's not enough to have the challenge of your convictions. You know, are you able to have your convictions challenged? I'll never forget that. And I guess I'm going to leave you there, except for I hope people check out the Atlantic and Harper's magazines. You can hardly do any better.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate you calling to inform people about that and encourage them to pick those magazines up because, as you stated so well, you can't overstate the importance of great investigative, independent journalism, and it's more important now than ever to support that kind of journalism. And so, if you can, I would highly suggest to people to put down a few dollars and get those magazines. You will be glad that you did. And it's important to keep them going. So thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Hey, if you want to get in the conversation, feel free to call us, 844-967-2789. Be interested to see what you have to say. And in addition to talking about Joe Biden's response and how he did to what's going on right now in Ukraine, one thing I wanted to touch on today was an article from, let's see, it was posted last week, and I got an email from Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, and it wasn't to me personally, although it had my name on it. It just said, hey, Stu, will you read my op-ed in this magazine here? And I clicked on it. And I can't tell by looking at my phone right now. Oh, I see here. It's the New Republic. Okay. So this was a piece that Ben Wickler posted last week in the New Republic. I wanted to get to it today because it really outlines just how important state parties are, state political parties. For instance, the Democratic State Party in Wisconsin or any state, and why it's so important to get involved. You know, one thing that I've tried to stress whenever I have the opportunity is there are lots of ways to get involved, but you have to get involved We all have to get involved if we want to see things change and if we want to see things get better. And this is a great way to do it, because when you get involved in the state party, you get involved from the inside out, and you can actually get things done instead of sitting on the sidelines and complaining about things. So this op-ed piece from Ben Wickler in the New Republic has a headline that states, "Why state parties are the first line of defense for democracy." That's where we're at now. We're defending democracy. So do what you can. The subheadline here says, "The chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party details how he keeps the right at bay in a crucial swing state. It isn't easy." Ben Wickler starts this piece by saying, "On January 6th of 2021, as insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol, a far less high-profile protest was taking place outside City Hall in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Trump flags waved and handmade signs bobbed amid the snow in front of the municipal building's plain granite facade. The Proud Boys," this is a quote, "the Proud Boys, you know who they are, the Oath Keepers, the militia, listen, they aren't going to sit back and let our freedom go down the drain. You bet there's going to be a war," one attendee told a local reporter. Then the protest's organizer, Melinda Eck, chimed in, quote, "I haven't really thought about that," she said. "What I want to do is I want to go to D.C. for the inauguration of Donald J. Trump," end quote. But there would be violence from the president's supporters if that didn't happen. Quote, "Well, they haven't been so far, but I will tell you that there's a bunch of patriots out there, and they're going to fight for their freedom," X said. "So if they have to, I believe they will." And then, as if to create a crack of daylight between her and those preparing for violence, she added, "Do I support that? Well, not necessarily." The rally in Green Bay and the insurrection in Washington, D.C. failed to overturn the 2020 election. Biden was inaugurated 2 weeks later, but Melinda Eck didn't give up. Instead, she got on the ballot. This April 5th, in just a few short weeks, Green Bay voters will decide whether to elect Eck and a group of fellow right-wingers to sweep out the moderate majority on their city council and install a group with very different ideas about, quote, election integrity. With control of the city council in a state where elections are administered at the municipal level, this group could swiftly set about putting its anti-democracy ideas into practice. Green Bay is Wisconsin's third largest city, a community in northeast Wisconsin where Biden drew 25,036 votes to Trump's 21,123. Biden's edge there in 2020 constituted about a fifth of his statewide margin in Wisconsin, which was the tipping point state in the Electoral College, just as it had been in 2016. In fact, four of the last six presidential elections in Wisconsin have come down to less than 1%. Democratic Governor Tony Evers won in 2018 by a landslide 1.1%. That's considered a landslide in Wisconsin. That's how close things are. And is up for re-election this fall. While the nation's eyes are already focused on Wisconsin's Senate contest against the noxious Ron Johnson, the governor's race here has even greater national significance. Governor Evers' re-election could well be the key to a free and secure presidential race in 2024. That's how important it is. Wickler goes on and says, "The history is telling. After Governor Scott Walker signed voter suppression bills designed to help Republicans, Trump eked out a win in Wisconsin in 2016. By contrast, Governor Evers' support for Wisconsinites' freedom to vote ensured a level playing field on which Biden prevailed in 2020. In 2021, Evers vetoed a half dozen voter suppression bills passed by the GOP-run legislature. Now, more and worse bills, including one that provides for the nullification of election results, are working their way through a state legislature that hopes one day to send them to a Republican governor. If Evers were to fall in November, anti-democracy legislation could easily become law. Moreover, Wisconsin's governor, not its Secretary of State, provides the ultimate signature certifying the state's election results. A Ron Johnson defeat and an Evers victory, or the reverse, could come down to a few votes per precinct across the state. There's more to this piece from Ben Wickler in the New Republic. We're going to get to it after the break. Got a break coming up. We're going to got one more segment this hour, so stick around for that. I'll get back to this piece. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct on a Thursday morning. Stu Daniels here with Sam. Stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's not enough to show I care.
Hi, this is Todd, owner of Orion Inspections, and I love winter. One reason is because it's a great time of year to get a radon test. You've probably heard about radon and its dangers and have maybe put off testing for it because, you know, life. But winter is the perfect time. The windows are closed, the kids aren't running in and out, the furnace is on. It's an ideal environment to get the most accurate reading. And then you'll have solid information to base your next decisions on. We want you to love winter too. Learn more about radon and schedule your test today at orioninspections.com.